What
What's
up, P
up,
Dollar?
y'all?
Hi, everybody. I'm gonna get censored a little more.
Why we all in red? That's crazy.
You know that this is
Except for me and
actually like
Lou.
orange, but it looks red. This is
Ooh, I have
orange.
my orange. Hee hee. No, that's
Yeah.
not orange.
I'm
I
neutral.
promise
Mr.
you.
Boohoo. It's like construction cone orange. Wow, it looks red. Yeah. It's very orange, bright orange.
Construction cone, what?
Orange. You know how their construction cones is
Yeah,
like
that's funny.
super orange. This
What
that's
if
the
you
only
just think it look orange, but it's really
I've
red?
you
That's
guys, is this orange?
possible.
It's orange. The people in the house, the
We
people
don't
in
even see
person,
them. You could have
know
just said that to nobody.
colorblindness. You said we don't even
Donna,
see them.
you know colorblindness is hereditary. Hey
We
guys,
have
they only talk
hereditary
about from y'all
colorblindness.
family.
It's hereditary.
Right. Hey guys, ain't my shirt black? Right.
Nope.
See?
Do not, y'all
See?
play too much. Y'all play too much.
What up,
This,
Bilu? What you doing,
yo.
Bilu? Whose basement are you in?
I'm in the garage, chill.
Excellent.
Like,
Is
what's
that
good
your
with
man
you?
cave, or did
Yes, it
your
is.
lady
Like,
just kick you out and be like,
okay.
well, this is what I
Peg,
do
Peg,
now?
we get it. We get it. You're married with a good husband. Nigga, relax, nigga.
Yo.
Start.
Yo. You living in the garage.
Niggas start asking questions because you got a good man. We get it, nigga. Okay, I'm in my
That ain't got
garage.
nothing to do with it.
Okay.
She's living a
Nothing.
soft life.
Niggas
I'm trying to
question.
ask if that's your man cave.
Yes, it's my man cave, child of God.
Child of
That's
God.
worse than cussing somebody out. Like the, I don't know, the energy behind it. I felt like it was some shade behind it. He
It
didn't
was
mean
a
it,
shut the
Meg.
fuck up, man.
Yeah,
Right. Trying to shade me.
damn.
Man,
I'm
you know
not
what
trying to
time.
shade you. I'm asking where you at
Look, this
because
is my man cave. Look, this is my, you know what I'm
it
saying? It's the
really
man cave,
is.
man. You feel me? All
Okay.
right,
You got
now. Nah,
ventilation or whatever
ventilation.
get hot in here.
Nah,
What you be doing in
judgment.
there?
Girl, this is a good home. Don't try me.
No,
It's
in the
lovely.
garage. People don't have ACs in their garage.
Nigga,
Unless
open the garage door, nigga. I got that.
I feel
Hey,
the
I got that
summer
tool.
breeze.
Hey, I got that tool on me. You heard? My nigga ain't gonna do run up in him.
What is
Hey,
the
shit,
tool? A
I wish I had
handheld
a
fan? Like what
garage. I
tool?
got that pistol. Bang, bang.
I thought you meant real tools because I think I saw some on the vet.
Yeah,
No,
some real
for
tools in here too,
real.
though.
Yeah.
Hey,
You
Pac
got
Man,
like a
there's some real
saw?
tools in here, though.
It looks like the
Is that
perfect
like your,
place.
it's your gaming area too?
That's my gaming area, my piece. You know what I'm saying? My man cave.
Okay. I get it. I feel you.
You thought he had a Phillips head screwdriver, Patrick? That's what you thought he
No, I
had.
do got that though, P Dollar.
I can
I saw some
tell.
on the back.
I got wine down here and everything. What's cracking?
Okay.
It's a romantic and it feels like you
Look,
build a lot of things in there. That's what it
I'm
looks like.
saying
You
what
get
niggas on.
you yes, self-care. You better do it. Okay.
Yes. Do y'all be going into like man caves to chill or to get away from everybody?
By
Both.
y'all, are you talking to the girls too?
Who
I mean,
don't
I
have
got a
men?
babe cave. You got
I
a
never
what?
knew
It's a
there was
whole
a
house, Lulu.
It's a babe cave. No, this is the
Oh,
game
babe cave.
room.
I like
Oh.
it.
Well, it's a game room slash gym slash golf closet now. So, but it's my babe cave. Like, I chill out here. Like, I got a TV. I be watching movies in here. Turn the lights on, you
Yes.
know.
You got weights and stuff?
I sure do.
In the babe cave. Don't get it
The
twisted.
gym is over there, and then I have a little sauna that I plug up. It's like a little sit-in sauna. So I be
What?
watching the game. I be playing the
Ooh.
game. I'm watching. Man, it's the life.
Out here
It is
getting ripped in the
nice.
babe cave.
Yeah, Peg act
Lulu.
like she don't know.
Lulu, I must say, that is a very sexy shirt. I don't know if you guys saw it.
It
Her
had boobies
shirt.
On my shirt. Oh,
It's her
yeah.
shirt got piercings. Look, show it.
Oh, the
Show the
chain gang.
shirt. Oh, she the shirt got his nipples pierced. I've never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, because
That's
I'm not
crazy.
brave enough to do that shit. So
Get in on the
that's
shirt.
pretty nifty.
That'd be
You
crazy if
know.
the piercing went through the shirt and actually went through the nipples
Right?
too.
That was your actual
That'd
piercing? Just tell people, Lulu, that
be
that's
some
what it
freaky
is.
shit.
Nah, this is
Lulu.
like too scary. Like I'll be walking around and getting caught on shit. Like
Damn.
I'm
Damn.
clumsy. Like this shit got stuck in the fridge. Like I'm not trying to live
No,
that life.
what? See, yeah, don't do
Damn.
it.
Getting your shirt caught on like a doorknob will ruin your whole day. Quick.
But
Speaking of, that
imagine
ain't your last
it's a
name no more,
piercing
Meg.
though.
What's your last name?
It's Williams. Megan it was never Thomas Scoop. Williams. Oh,
man. She didn't wait to Megan Williams. Nigga, hey, nigga trying to get blacker and blacker. Nigga,
come on. My last name was Thomas already. I know, that's but black.
Williams is more blacker than Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas Williams.
Thomas was already strong. Black. Williams no, just solidified Williams my blacker.
Williams is blacker.
He said it's blacker.
Yeah. We're getting closer and closer. We get it, dude.
What's the blackest last name?
Johnson.
Jones.
Johnson?
Jenkins. With J, really.
Jenkins is good.
Jenkins
too.
Is too.
Jenkins. I feel like I don't know any white Jenkins. I feel like I've heard a few white Johnsons, maybe a few white Jones.
You're right.
White Jenkins?
Jones? Actually, no. I had a white homegirl named Danielle Jenkins.
No way.
Yes, I did. In San Diego, Mission Bay High School.
Yeah, she in San Diego, though. John ain't in San Diego.
She might what be is a it? Quarter something. Like,
San Diego, you, like, people never, do never be been. Passing. A lot of people be passing.
Damn.
I want a Jenkins.
Jenkins sounds that's like easy. He got a switchblade on him.
Hey, don't fuck Deacon with that Jenkins. Jenkins, girl.
Right.
You know the Jenkins.
Gonzalez. Gonzalez. Lulo Gonzalez.
This is mad Spanish.
It I is.
Mean, it's Laura pretty gangster, though, too.
Yes, with that first name and last name.
Lulu, what are you, Dominican?
Panamanian.
How do you say it? Is it Lourdes?
You ask me that every 4 months, Pat.
I know, right? I need to renew.
Where is Panama? Ain't that in the middle of America?
Central America. Central, yeah. Panama, and then there's Colombia and Costa Rica. So we
you are on a computer. You could have just Googled that, B. Lou.
Don't it connect the Americas? Ain't yeah. That little strip?
That's thank you, cool. Man.
That's why we have the Panama middle Canal. America, man. It's like, okay. We're the shortcut.
The real I just be seeing country. All the Panamanian girls on 90 Day Fiance. They be trying to come to America.
Don't let her influence all of us.
Okay? No, but every time they show it, I'd be like, "Ooh, Panama is so pretty. Like it's so no, beautiful.
It is. Like a couple
I don't know why ago, they try to like, come here. Shoot,
it was deemed the happiest right. Place in the world like a couple years ago.
Yeah, happy. I don't know why huh. They try to come over here. Stay it's in Panama. Beautiful.
It's mad beautiful out there. The food is amazing. The culture is amazing. Everything is dumb cheap. I'm all about go get a condo out there. Like fuck that.
Yeah. Mad, she said it's mad beautiful. You heard?
Mad beautiful, son.
Mad beautiful.
Mad beautiful. You heard?
Shit is beautiful, B.
Would you like live there full time, Lulu?
Huh?
Would you live there full time?
Nah.
Why not? Yeah. What's the price of living? What's the dollar amount? What's the dollar transfer to?
Don't know. Good question. Mm-hmm. No dollar. American dollar is a dollar over there. But
oh, for real?
Okay.
Yeah.
But what you wait, can buy no with way. It, though.
Ain't no way we equal to ain't no way we equal to y'all.
It's the same. It's the same.
It's the same, no but the cost of living is way. The cost of living is way cheaper.
Okay. Like a standard like house, like a let's say like a 3-bedroom nice house.
Oh, what, so that's what I'm trying to get my parents right now. They can get a 3-bedroom with land.
For how much?
For like $240.
Ooh.
Oh, well then.
Huh.
$240 a month?
Wow. We are talking yo, purchasing, okay?
Yeah,
purchasing a home and land. He said $240 a month.
Well, how about yo, you niggas like, after the thousands after that, nigga?
$240,000.
When y'all start like, talking like everybody knows, $240. 240,
that's how
you, I know.
That's insane.
When you got money, that's just. It's
you
just,
can tell. You can tell when a nigga got their life together. Nigga, yeah. Finish the sentence. Thousand. I don't know what that means.
Oh hey, no! I just the girl on 90 Day Fiance went and got her little condo that her white American boyfriend was paying for on the water. For $3,000 a month, and it was like 2 bedrooms, but it was like nice. It was like fancy.
On the water,
that ain't the real price. She lying.
Oh, that's for what real? She told me.
So
was,
it's even
girl.
Cheaper.
She was, yeah, it's way cheaper. She was getting him for that. She was getting.
Oh,
him.
Wow.
That makes
she's
sense.
Getting that money
makes a lot
off
of sense.
Her.
You can getting get him for condo, everything else.
You can get a condo like that for like $199,000.
No. So, she was renting. She was talking about purchasing.
But either way, like the pricing is not going to be $3,000.
That's what I thought. I was like, "Oh, that's American." I was like, "But it's on the water too."
So well, she said, "On the water, though." I was like,
and it was brand new. It was brand new.
He too. Hyping it to get the bread off of him.
He I not believe paying, it. I believe it.
He not paying the company. He sending that shit to her, so she's pocketing it. The rest of about damn. Two. She pocketing about $2,000.
Right. Damn.
What they what what's the wow. Language? Is it standard Spanish?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. It's Espanol.
Standard Spanish.
What is
standard?
What Spanish. Other Spanish? Like, are you talking like Spain Spanish? Like, what Spain, other Spanish yeah. Are you talking about?
I've traveled now. It's different.
Oh,
where have you gone? You went to Mexico and back. That don't qualify.
Megan.
Where did you wait? To... What kind of Spanish were you talking about? What
I was other in Spanish Portugal. Is there? It's different Spanishes.
Did you say Portuguese?
That's Spanish. It's an umbrella. It goes Spanish, then all the other niggas.
You know what?
Portugal.
Oh, Bela. Cobb County's finest, okay?
are there hella smugglers in Panama since it's the Panama Canal's there?
I mean... Yeah,
you said that like you one of them.
Wow, yeah, that's
man, just because I got family that work at the canal, it's just a little different. Oh.
You dang. Pay so, that little guap, you can get anything through, right?
Listen, I had some good offers, some Lulu really Escobar. Depending offers, you know.
But Panama is close to Colombia.
Yeah, so Panama's in the middle. And Colombia's on one side and Costa Rica's on the other side.
Oh, hell yeah. Gotcha. For sure.
And then wait, the canal connects what? Atlantic and Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
So that's why, okay.
Hmm.
Damn. So that's why America was trying
I'm about to move there. Help I'm moving it. There.
Listen.
Oh, so that's where all the teeth and BBLs come through.
Come on now. Come on now.
Smuggling.
That's where all the drugs go. Smuggling smiles. Their money in the banks in Panama because it's like
them offshore money. Accounts. Yeah.
Mm.
That's great. Give me a bank account.
I need to check that out.
Listen, it's a great place to go vacation, live. You get your you got a little money, get your little summer home.
Mm-hmm.
Be okay. Little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come through like Carl Thomas, summer rain.
Listen, which are different Spanishes? Which one you gonna speak over there?
Portuguese Spanish?
The faster one.
The faster Spanish?
Yo. The twister Spanish.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. Bilu, you're so precious. On that note, it's a good place to start our show, y'all. Welcome to Squadcast. We do this every week. I want to give a shout out to the OGs on here. Patrick Cloud, also known as Patricia Cumulus.
That's not
Lulu
true.
Lulu Gonzalez. You had to run that back, Pat. That was funny. And shout out to our guest for the day, the beautiful John A. Thompson and the one and only Brandon Lewis. B. Lou, what's up, y'all? Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Would you rather lose your voice for a month versus lose the internet for a month?
Voice is tough. You have to do content like that Nambi dude that don't talk. You just go like this.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the African guy with the big hands.
Yeah.
But no, that means no stages for a month.
No
exactly. That right. Part.
No stages. If you get a call back, man. Audition. Nope.
No audition.
That's wild.
Thanks.
That's crazy. Yeah, no.
I'm going
I'm
internet.
Have to lose
I'm going...
the internet.
Yeah, I'm going
but on there. The flip side, if your agent texts you or about an audition, you still couldn't get it. Or if somebody says, hey, I want you to work, or I don't know, I want you to do this show here in New York on this day and send you an email, you're not going to get that either.
We can't say, yes. You can't use data?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can't use nothing that's internet-based.
Like no internet.
Email
like
is no internet-based.
No, oh, no, the phone. Your cellular data. Phone is internet-based?
Yes. No. We're not using I'm using I'm talking about like emails and stuff. Those are internet based. You can't use anything that is based on the internet, no matter how you would access it.
Listen, sometimes when I don't respond quick enough to my emails, my agent will call me, be like, hey, did you get it? And I could converse with them that way. Be like,
okay, listen, that would work. That would work.
Text message, we in there. You feel it?
Ain't no Wi-Fi's. So you can't use iMessage.
Well, hold up. What if it's a self-tape, right?
How you gonna upload
email
it?
Email those in. What if I give it to somebody else?
Exactly. There you go, Lou.
It doesn't work because it's your stuff.
Like you did. So basically,
none of your stuff work. Here's the point. None of your stuff works via email. Nothing. Whether you give it to somebody or not.
What if I just give it to Pat? Like, yo, Pat, can you email this for me?
For 1 month, you can't even go to nobody's house and watch nothing live streamed.
Damn.
Because it will not work if your eyes look at it. Every time you look, the screen will black.
What if I walk my ass to Pat's house, tell him, hey, I'm going to write this out. Like, oh, I can't, like.
Yeah, we can't use that.
You
don't
literally
all.
Have to figure out how to burn your audition on the DVD and walk period. It over.
Damn.
What if somebody it films it for me and then emails it for me?
There's no. That's what I'm saying. The email will not work because this is the wizard. Okay, nothing works. Nothing email based. Nothing internet based works for you.
This has happened though, like, right? I've heard about this happening somewhere where they legit just cut all the internet. Remember that a few years ago? It was like somewhere in the world, like their government did it. No, for real, their government did this. Like Black Y'all don't Mirror. Remember this?
This Y'all is don't, like
I'm not making this up.
What they do? Not, why?
This I feel like, is I, feel like... I think it was like maybe like around like an election time or like they were protesting. It was
oh, it's like a communist.
They legit...
Oh yeah. In Iran.
Maybe yeah. That sounds yeah. It was somewhere.
Yeah, it was like Iran.
You're about to
Iran.
Say that sounds right.
So, like, I know.
No,
that
it's true.
She's right.
Yeah,
scenario.
Iran.
I am not xenophobic.
Sounds right.
It was Iraq. I think Iraq.
Seems like they would do
you,
that.
And back to you, Jhené, with the bullshit.
Come on, speak some of that standard Spanish. Give us one of them Spanishes. One of them. There's so many.
Oh, Portuguese Spanish. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite, yeah.
I'm losing my voice.
So literally, you like no internet stuff works. That's the whole point of this, okay? Like when it comes to you, the wizard will just not allow anything internet based to work. Whether you go to somebody's house, whether you ask them to, hey, check my email, like it just doesn't work if it pertains to you for 1 month.
Oh, that's light work. Yeah, I'm going. No internet.
What you gonna do with no internet on a regular day in the life of B-Lou?
Y'all still need to post on the internet. You still gotta post your videos.
I still gotta, but for 30 days, I'm straight.
And then keep in mind, when you're watching your daughters, that means YouTube Kids don't work.
Oh, well, I'm good.
We go outside. I ain't dependent upon that. We go outside.
Okay.
Summertime, too.
Oh, because you know what you can actually do with the internet? I can
schedule your posts.
So I can, mm-hmm. I can. Plan out the whole month, schedule it for the whole month, so I don't have to touch the internet. It's automatically gonna do it for me. Like, then I could still hit stages and make up whatever money I'm losing versus not being able to.
That's low key true.
Do the internet.
Yeah, you feel me?
How you gonna hit your stage? What if somebody wanted to book you last minute that much? Just
stand in front of the club. Wait for somebody to book you.
You could call me. I get called. Definitely. You just call me like, yo,
definitely.
Can I?
Definitely.
Down the host or whatever.
Knock on the door. You know what I mean? It's ways.
Would it change if phone calls were included?
Anyway, I'll be straight in 30 days.
That's what I'm trying to say. So then what's bad about losing your voice for 30 days if you have access to everything?
We're stand-up comedians.
Right, but I'm saying, if you're like, okay, you can schedule your posts in advance, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can still do that. Like, if you had any shows, you could just move them
I
to the next one.
I can't record my set and then just go on stage and play it from my phone.
Well, that's the only downside. Yeah. That's the only downside.
That'd be hilarious.
We don't, you know, we don't get paid. No, I need my
voice. I press pause to wait for the laughs. Like...
Nah, I'm take my voice.
I need take my internet, please.
Take my internet.
That's so funny. I was like thinking about that too. And there's this, I'll be following this one deaf guy on Instagram, but he like says all like the bad stuff. And he teaches you how to say it in
language.
Like,
I know you're talking about.
The last one was like, where these hoes at? And so he was like, where these hoes at? And he does it with his hands and he's out. Now say it with me. Where these hoes? So all of his stuff on his page is all the stuff. That's
but he still got his voice too.
But it's you know, he's deaf, so he true. Can't really like say it.
He just can't hear it. Yeah.
you know what, you guys?
That's true. That's just the definition of deaf. I wasn't the definition. No, sorry. I would just get a fire mask and I would have a dope ass 30-day series of I can't talk.
That's fine.
You'd be hot as shit in that mask.
Have a little text.
Like, it'd be like a silent retreat.
Huh?
What kind of mask are you talking about?
I don't know. I'll just have something that covers my face, and then all my videos will have like subtitles.
You're not disfigured.
Like I know, but I'm just
type of.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Your Kanye shit.
Or like how Kai Cenat had a 30-day stream.
Yeah.
And I just can't say nothing.
What you doing, Meg? What you doing?
She definitely can't talk for 30 days. That's ooh, impossible Lord, for her.
Oh Lord, Jesus Christ! If Meg didn't talk for 30 days.
Yeah. We'd have flying cars and shit.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Don't let them do you, Meg.
You gonna blame the lack of technology on me talking?
There'd be no war, no hunger.
Man, wow. Meg didn't talk for 30 days. Woo.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
World peace.
I feel like I don't know. I think that would be really hard for me because that's even as women express, we express ourselves through like speech. You know what I'm saying? More so than men. And so I feel like if I didn't talk, it wouldn't just be like the idea of not talking is fine. But I also feel like that's where some of my connection comes from. So I would feel like I was disconnected because I couldn't talk. Mm. Like my line name when I crossed is Red Inquiry because I asked so many questions. So it's like
that was your nickname?
Jesus Christ, they knew from the jump.
Red Inquiry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody got a name. I was like, yeah, because I would always ask questions. I'd be like, do you mean like this or like this? And they'd be like, oh my gosh, Megan.
You're a Delta?
Yeah, I'm a Delta.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was low-key them making fun of you though.
That's what a lot of line names are. You don't need, but you
ain't
don't
it supposed
know,
to be
like,
cool,
huh?
Ain't it supposed to be cool though?
Yeah, but like they, if I didn't tell you the story, you wouldn't know.
No, Red Inquiry. It's just like, oh yeah, she talked too much. I don't get the red though, but
because I'm Delta, we're Delta. Red.
Like turning red, you know, my daughters love turning red.
Is that the movie?
Yeah, that's the panda.
The Red Panda movie? I never seen that. Is it good?
It's actually
You would love it. It's about like the coming of age of like teenage girls. So it's like, kind of just what you went through. Kind of just what you went through, you know?
I thought it was like her she's supposed to be like getting her period around that.
Yeah.
That's why I say he would relate.
Oh,
he just went through it.
Yo.
Okay.
That's crazy.
And you wear a red too.
And you got on
you
got on the red. That's what took.
I look like I'm about to watch it for sure.
All you need is a red Stanley cup and you in.
No. I feel like you would enjoy it. It has all the pieces you like. It's about like teenage girl life.
Check. Oh my god.
It's about Asian, like Asian stuff. You are definitely a Asian Japanese girl.
Asian stuff.
I feel like you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really about getting your period?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like they don't talk about
it's not,
it, but that's kind of the symbolism.
That's crazy. For
I didn't even know. It took me a while. Somebody told me, and I was like, "That's not what that's about." And they were like, "Think about it." I was like, "Oh, it is."
Oh, you watched it and didn't know? Okay.
Didn't know. Saw it multiple times. Didn't know.
They do a good job of hiding what it really is about, but if you know, you know. It's a good one though.
You know,
it's good.
You'll get it right away.
It's good.
Whatever inquiry.
It'll speak to you. It's a good one.
It's gonna tug at your heartstrings.
I'm gonna watch it just to see.
Yep, and they like this boy band. You'll like that too. You like boy bands. See, it all just.
Oh yeah.
I never watched no damn. Actually, band. Nah. When NSYNC came out, my sister had the CD. I listened.
And you was going bye. You was gonna dance too.
And they were good.
I saw Trolls. Trolls was fire.
No, I never seen Trolls.
I knew Trolls was fire.
I feel like when you have kids, you like tapped in with all the Pixar movies.
Yeah, and I'm tapped in. That shit was fire. That shit was lit.
And y'all be liking it too?
Some of them. Yeah. I'd be mad when my son want to watch the same one over. I'd be like, no, we didn't. You didn't watch Hercules yet. Let's watch that one. Like, I mean,
love Hercules.
I'd be they so mad. Wanna we want to watch the same one.
My daughters don't
want
to watch that old shit.
They yeah, don't it's hard.
Old one?
Yeah, no. I tried to put Lion King on. They was like, what the fuck is this?
For real?
What, yeah, because it's something about the cult. Like back then, our colors so were
born
like
to them. They was like, turn this. We know
it's not really. Funny.
They don't like. They didn't like Lion King.
So they like the Lion King. That's the CGI one with Beyonce.
I didn't even show them that one. I tried to go straight to the classic, the songs, all that. It. They was like, nah, we good. Let's.
What about like Aladdin and Mulan and stuff? They like Aladdin and stuff, or just that whole era?
Nope.
They're like, nah,
nope, don't like that. Neither.
It's something about the color schemes, y'all. Because like, if you look at like, if you think about any type of cartoons, if you go back and look at them now, you'll see that the colors are not as sharp and bright.
Oh,
but
sure.
Nowadays you look at all of this stuff from Coco Melon to like any, it's like really bright colors, bright pink, fuchsia, bright orange. Like it's really
also 3D,
ours
right?
Weren't like that. It was just like primary colors, and so like something about that this age group, they're so conditioned to the brightness. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because I rewatched one of my favorite movies and it looked completely different. It was like night and day. It was all grainy and like it looked like puppets. I was like, oh, this shit looks different. Like,
damn.
Like, you ever seen Chipmunk Adventure?
Uh-uh.
Go watch Chipmunk Adventure.
Girl, that was just about a Harlem rat. Don't say it.
Chipmunk Adventure. Who made that?
That didn't make it nowhere outside of New York.
What is that?
Yes, it was.
Let me see.
It was a classic.
Chipmunk Adventure by Disney.
I'm sure it is a New York. A classic tale about a subway rat. Yes, girl.
No,
I know what the chipmunks are.
The CGI one.
Yeah, I know what the show is, but not.
Oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks. I hated them.
Chipmunk
Adventure. Here you go.
They was like the first auto-tune.
Yes. That didn't make it out of New York.
I hated them.
Heaters on there.
They sounded so annoying.
Yeah. Nah, they was T-Pain before T-Pain. Like they was ahead of their time. Yeah.
That's Chipmunk Adventure.
Watch Chipmunk. Listen, B. Lou, I wouldn't stare you wrong. Watch that.
Your daughter's gonna be like, turn that ish off now.
They might, but you might enjoy it.
I know people who have like the Chipmunk soundtracks and stuff and actually listen to it in headphones. That's crazy to me.
It's like Thriller and stuff.
It's a 7.2.
The first one was lit, though.
It's a good-ass movie. It did better than Madam Web, so it's a good-ass movie.
They fits were tight, though.
Listen to the soundtrack.
They had that shit on.
Okay, what y'all going with? Lose your voice for a month or lose the internet for a month? Johnny.
I'm going to go with losing the internet for a month. I need my voice. I need
Lou.
It.
Lou.
Same.
Pat.
Lose my voice. It'll be fine.
Be Lou.
No internet.
I'm also going lose the internet. So it looks like losing the internet wins. We'll be right back after this. Would you rather listen to hip hop on the lowest volume setting versus listen to jazz on the highest volume setting? Now, mind you, this is the only music you get to listen to for the rest of your life. Okay.
Damn, the rest of my life.
The rest of your life. The rest of your life. You got to pick.
The lowest setting possible. You could barely hear that.
Exactly.
Well, you can't do the highest setting. That'll burn your ears out no matter what.
Well, highest for tolerable to like. To you, where you're not like messing up your hearing, you're losing your hearing. Not like that. But I'm saying highest that you can go before you lose your hearing.
So if you're out in public and they play something that's not one of those, it's just quiet to you.
All you hear is whatever you picked, jazz or hip hop, okay?
I'm going jazz. To a party or a concert, you go to the Drake concert, all of that is gonna be like
hella low.
You know that video where they take out all the sound and it's just a person moving?
The squeaking of the shoes.
Ooh, this is tough.
But you're gonna kind of hear like started from the bottom, now we're here. You just like,
yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
What? What, Drake?
You the Whisper song, that I'm not gonna hold you. That's probably one of my favorite hip hop songs. Like it. Is
but so you I for real not gonna hear that?
You yeah, definitely yeah, not gonna hear. I could do yeah, the yeah, low hip hop.
Your top five.
I could do it. I could do the low hip hop. I feel like but the in, high the, jazz.
Even in your car, Jonna. Even in your car, when you riding, you taking that drive from San Diego to LA and some traffic. It's one of those 4-hour trip days, you turning on your hip hop. You could barely hear it.
Jonna, you know you don't need no secular music. You know you are a PK.
This is true, which means I listen to all the ratchet shit. So for me, for real, no, I've actually been in this situation before. I was in a car where the radio would not go up or down. So I've had to make those road trips. I know I can do it. I know
was
I can.
Quiet
do it.
Or loud?
Yeah, it was very quiet. Very.
What was you listening to?
Whatever I could get.
Whatever.
So
I could
you know
get.
What I mean? Whatever I could get.
I mean, radio.
You know, sometimes it was the wave. Sometimes it was, you know what I'm saying? A radio, KGLH. Okay. Yeah, literally.
Oh, KGLH is catch. Hey, KGLH, it was just good stuff. Time. Good.
I couldn't do, you know, like it was like a like 90 something Mustang. So there was the sound system and it was, you know, it still had a CD player. It was a CD player still in it.
Do you even know any jazz songs?
I love jazz. Oh
well,
my
I know
god!
You do. You, but I'm everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't try us like that. What?
Sure. D-Lou, what's your favorite jazz song?
That white man with the trumpet.
Let's go. Let's go.
Kenny, whatever his
Sing
name
it.
Is, Kenny.
Sing
Kenny.
It.
That was,
Kenny Driscoll. I don't know what his name is. What
Kenny
name?
Driscoll.
Kenny G.
What is his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. He good
with the curls, with the beautiful.
That's Kenny G.
That's Kenny G. G. That's a saxophone, nigga.
Kenny G. Fine, bro.
Kenny Driscoll. That was such a hard last.
Kenny. G.
I thought you meant John Coltrane.
Yes, bro. Kenny
Driscoll.
Kenny G. Me, man. Kenny G. Your boy.
Hey, she what that was what the G stood song, for, though. Driscoll.
Kenny G, your boy, man.
Kenny G, the whole hymn is
Kenny
his favorite.
Driscoll is crazy funny.
That sounds like that was so much.
I'm going to try to put me on the spot, man. Kenny G, your boy, man.
It might really be it.
I mean, and then like, I feel like I had a little jazz kick. And once I started listening to jazz back in the day, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Why do more people listen to this? Because especially when you learn about the history of jazz, it's like, why?
Jazz is it.
That's Kenny Driscoll. That's Kenny Driscoll.
That's literally Kenny Driscoll. Kenny Driscoll, man. Come that white man.
That nigga high on the beach.
You feel me? Kenny G, me, man.
I love how you created your own jazz player. Like he played a trumpet.
Yes.
Jazz is soothing, man. I'm going jazz, man.
Yeah, but
I'm going
you jazz. At the highest level all the time.
Yeah, cause I can. Like when you play jazz, you start thinking of like task. Like I got to do things. I need to go clean up. I need to do this. The jazz.
Really?
Low key.
I do.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna see if that helps.
Hey, send me your jazz playlist.
I got you.
It's a bunch of Kenny Driscoll, girl. I don't know if you want
yes.
that.
Yes.
Herbie Hancock is dope.
Yes.
I mean, Dizzy Gillespie.
Miles Davis. Miles Davis jazz too. Mm-hmm.
Spain.
And are we talking just the jazz, like use like the musicians? Are we talking the vocalists too? The whole cat, like you know what I mean? Like, is it?
I think it's anything that's in the jazz genre, whether it's singing or not, just like anything in hip hop, like old school hip hop, all the way to like the newest thing.
Can it have like jazz influence, like Amy Winehouse or something?
Mm.
Is that hip hop jazz? I mean, is it considered the jazz genre?
There's like jazz mixed in with stuff. It doesn't have to be
if it is classified as on a little jazz playlist, it's on there, then it's
not Bruno Mars jazz.
Not Bruno Mars has jazz elements.
He got the little bass.
That's more funk.
Salt?
Who? She said funk.
She said funk. Salt.
Oh, funk.
Yeah, that nigga Bruno Mars. I would say he's more soul funk.
That nigga can perform.
Yeah, he's more.
I didn't like it when he first came out.
25 million to MGM. He gonna perform. 50.
Yeah.
Is it 50?
You said, you said he can perform. Yes, if you had that much coke in your system, you better be able to perform.
Damn. Why you gotta be on drugs? Why you gotta be on drugs?
Did you not you ask the headlines? I'm not thinking about us.
You asking us, ask him.
You ain't losing $50 million without being on something.
How else you lose $50
million? You're not losing $50 million.
It's easy to snort that away.
Yeah.
Run it back. Big facts.
Run it back. Full house. Like, damn, this is 21. This is blackjack.
Put it on my tab.
Put it on my fucking tab.
Because everything is so impulsive. Like, everything sound like a good time.
Y'all must have never tried to get y'all money back in the gambling house. Nigga, I'm there all night.
50 million though? When do you call it quits? When do you call it quits?
You ain't seen life. Y'all ain't seen life when he said, hey, what a girl with the okay, whatever bitch I start choking is the one who had to
damn.
And imagine how much it wasn't even that much money and his daddy watch. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. And you gotta be up all night to gamble.
That was
money.
A couple of moonshines or some shit at the bar. Mm-hmm, like
that's crazy.
You gotta be on some type of drugs to lose 50 million.
Right. I'll get sleepy, if anything. So you got to be on cocaine to be up at like 4 a.m. like goldfish, nigga.
We going to cash you out about 2 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 50 million is insane. If I was a millionaire, I'd be like, I need to stop. I need
That's
help.
A lot. That's a lot.
I lost 2 grand in Vegas last time I was there. I was pissed.
What? How much?
2 grand.
See, that's even a lot.
That was a lot. I was like, you
bugging. What you was playing though?
Roulette and craps.
Those are the only fun ones.
That's not a lot when you playing them games.
Yeah, because I'm betting like 100 a hand. Yeah, and that's I'm not playing a lot other
games. Yeah.
I'm too scared. Right.
Man, I went to one of the casinos. You know, like when you sign up for the rewards, they give you a rewards card and then they'll put like $10 or $5 on there for you to gamble with. Y'all, I had made, I think it was like $5 on there. I made $10 and cashed out. I was like, oh, yes.
That's hilarious.
Yep. That's
you brought one chip up to the window?
Right.
Yes. Cash me out.
Like, oh, I ain't losing. I'm not losing. That's one thing I don't do is lose money.
I'm not losing.
Hey, I took $1 to the cashier and was like, yo, give me my 4 quarters, please.
I made $10 a day.
Yes. You walked out with a briefcase handcuffed to it. I need security.
Walk me out.
It was a change purse.
Yo. I'm with you, Meg.
Like they don't design it for you to win, though. I feel like if you win too much, it accuses you
of
cheating.
That's why I'd be like, no. Y'all done gave me this $10.
Y'all heard of that girl who won the jackpot on the slots and they were like, nah, this is defective, but you can have a steak dinner? And they gave her a steak dinner.
Yeah, they did though.
It was crazy. Like she won like the most amount you can have, and they just did like, oh, this is a defective machine.
Yeah, they said
we could offer you a Ruby Tuesdays.
Thanks.
Nah, that's not cool.
You know what hotel it was?
It was somewhere like upper New York, somewhere around there. Wow, I remember that.
I remember that mafia right there.
I remember that. It was like upper New York.
That sounds like something that happened in New York.
It wasn't appropriate. It wasn't in Vegas though, but yeah. I remember that.
Something good happened in Lancaster, Bakersfield, like
This was
where was it?
Woman wins $33 million at casino in US offered steak dinner instead of prize money. Where is it? Queens, New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Wow. The Resorts World Casino in Queens.
Oh, I know exactly where that's 5 minutes from where I used to live.
Oh no, $42 million.
Oof. Oh, no. You're gonna have to come up.
It keeps getting worse.
I've been trying to go there
worse.
For a minute, and I was the last time I was home. I was like, "Ooh, we should go to that casino." And then my girl was like, "Yo, it's popping on the weekends." I was like, "Oh, say
yeah,
what?
I'm sure." If you win, they give you a ribeye.
They could have at least gave her a meal. That's messed up.
Facts. 42 million?
That's a lot.
It was like 42.
Casino would have went bankrupt if they'd have paid.
Or they should have been like, oh, it was too many zeros. It's actually 420K. Like, y'all should have came up off some money or something.
I think she sued, though.
Oh, she should. I hope she
gets money. Definitely not for 43 million, though.
No, because 43 million to bankrupt the casino. Ain't no way they had that much money.
You don't think so?
Making more.
Hell no, not in Queens.
Hey, that's not a big casino?
No.
They just have a whole bunch of slot machines, and there's, I think, blackjack, but no, there's no craps, but there maybe roulette and blackjack, but no craps.
Yeah, that's why I can't gamble. The winners get nothing if there are winners.
That's a sad story. Yeah,
but I've seen people win like 20-30k like at the table. Like,
oh yeah, you can.
How much do they lose?
You don't always lose. Like, yeah, it all depends on your discipline. You got to leave.
Mm-hmm. You got to pay taxes on it.
No, mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah,
you don't pay taxes on casino money that you win from the casino. But if you win a jackpot, you got to pay taxes.
First of all, don't nobody listen to Bilu because he thinks Portuguese and Spanish is the same language. Don't listen to him. You about to get people.
You don't pay taxes on casino money.
Any income over 10K, allegedly. You gotta pay taxes on. Allegedly. You gotta claim it.
Oh, listen, man.
Just ask your accountant. Don't listen to Bilu. Just talk to your
accountant. If I win money in the casino and the casino doesn't pay me money, I don't have to pay taxes. But if I win some sort of like jackpot or something from the casino, then I have to tax it.
Bilu, I'm just telling you, don't tell people that.
You want $10, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's IRS. Any income you make over 10K, any gift, anything over 10K, even if it's a gift, anything over that, you're supposed to claim it with the IRS.
I think he might be right, pay tax on it.
Anything
you
over
10K. Meg, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Y'all can take that advice if you want to.
I'm telling you, I gamble.
Well, you better get ready to bail some people out with your gambling money. Because you about to send that because the IRS do not play.
Listen, Meg, I've seen niggas walk out with 10 some thousand and just walk out.
You don't pay taxes right then. You think the IRS is stealing right there?
I've seen a nigga walk out with no ID, bro. Like, what are you saying? Like, you don't have to ID to get your money.
Okay. All right, I'm just saying, don't man, tell people that. Man. All right, now when the IRS come knocking, they do that, that's one entity I will not play with. They don't care about anybody. Right. No. They don't care about famous people.
Lou, you know
anything.
I'm right, Lou. They know. You know what I'm saying? Right.
What is that? What was the name of the? What was we doing?
Well, what was the question?
Oh, there we go. Jazz on the highest. Jazz on the highest or hip hop on the lowest. Where y'all picking?
Damn. How okay, so jazz led to Bruno Mars, and then Bruno Mars led to gambling.
Wow. Wow.
6 degrees of separation. Like, oh, okay.
I thought it was way more than that. Loud jazz, I guess. Quiet music is crazy.
Yeah, loud jazz. I'm going loud jazz. What you going, Bilu?
I'm going loud jazz.
Lulu? We can't hear that, girl. That's low hip hop.
Jazz.
Oh, is it loud? Turn it up loud, Jess.
Did you just type in jazz?
Yep.
Just jazz.
Johnny, what you doing?
If you just typed in hip hop, the weakest shit would pop up, though.
Low hip hop.
Okay, what you doing? What you doing, Lulu?
I'm doing low hip hop. I can't do loud ass jazz all day, all the time.
Okay, well, we doing. Looks like loud jazz has it, y'all. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Would you rather have breakfast for every meal or dinner for every meal? This is for the rest of your life.
Super easy dinner. I'm not a huge fan of breakfast.
Yeah, dinner for sure. For sure.
Wait, why?
Eggs and bacon and all that stuff, it kind of got old to me. Like, I don't really... Even when I go to a breakfast spot, I'd be ordering off the lunch menu.
Ugh, that's a serial killer behavior. Y'all be getting lunch for breakfast? Yeah, I do stuff like
that too. Yeah.
I think making bacon and eggs at 10 p.m. is serial killer activity.
Y'all ain't never had breakfast for dinner.
You never had what? No, I've had it before.
For dinner.
You know breakfast? What that was? Look. For me, breakfast for dinner was always when like times were getting harder, and it was like this like Jedi mind trick to make you feel like it was special. But it's like, no, we're struggling. This isn't.
Just to be clear, we're struggling.
It's not a treat. We're gonna have cereal for dinner.
Yeah, dinner is always
for breakfast. Then what dinner would you have for breakfast?
Steak.
Just steak?
You could do steak and potatoes.
Like
steak and sweet potatoes. Sweet potato, there we go. Pasta, chicken. Steak and pasta.
That is a healthier option for breakfast. Chicken.
Steak and a chicken pasta. Ooh. Yeah. With a little broccoli, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? The sides.
I would definitely do like steak and broccoli.
You feel me? With a little cheese like on it.
Steak and Brussels sprouts.
Listen. I'm not gonna lie, I do be eating dinner for breakfast very regularly. Like, I'm not gonna act like, what would you know? It's what do you do? I do this
what,
a lot.
What do you have?
Whatever I had the night before, 9 times out of 10. Like, so it's like, well,
run it back.
Wait, ain't that the same logic though, Johnny? Isn't that the same logic as like, oh, we had breakfast for dinner because we struggled?
But even as a choice, I am definitely more of a savory, my palate is more into that. Versus like a lot of the breakfast foods to me are like super sweet. And then the meats are either just super, you know, greasy or processed. It's not really like, it don't entice me like that. Like if I'm having a waffle, I gotta have chicken with it. If I'm having, what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like chicken.
Oh,
and
if
waffles.
You have a waffle, so you gotta have a chicken.
You can't do like a waffle. Yeah, with
eggs. Yeah. I mean, I could.
That's the blackest thing
like,
I ever heard in my life.
My preference would be like, yo, I need something kind of, you know, savory to.
Have you always been like that? Have you always been like waffle with chicken?
I've always been, you know what I mean, a big bitch. You know what I mean, like, baby. Listen, like, you gotta understand, my people like are from the South, so like. Grandmas feed you like 3 times a day. Like it's like a wake up for breakfast.
Crazy.
And breakfast, it could be some okra. You know what I mean? It might be. You know what I mean? A Salisbury steak for breakfast.
Which one is? I've only heard of Salisbury in the TV dinners. What does that mean?
Honestly, you know what I think a Salisbury steak is? I really think it's just a hamburger patty and they put gravy on it. That's what I really think it is. But I could be wrong.
100%.
That's what I think it is. But I'm not positive.
Back to Google. Like,
yeah.
Google. That's what it was at public school. It was nothing but a hamburger.
Right?
Yeah,
but it's like it's low key. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but like every time I've had it, it's low key.
Char grilled though. It's
ground beef.
Char grilled patty.
That's a hamburger.
Yeah. Like gravy is one of my favorite parts of breakfast. I'm not gonna hold you. Yes. Don't be judging
so
me.
So hard because I'm like an eggs and pancake and fruit girl for breakfast.
Oh
man,
yeah.
Knock it off, bro. Don't try to bring in your new regimen. What you really getting down?
No, that's what I love. I love a good. That's what I'm saying. If I could only do, because I love me a good pancake. So if I had to do dinner every day, I'd just be so sad. And I love eggs too. Like, that's just, I go through, I pay so much. My egg bill is so high. That's why I need some chicken.
I can't.
Wait, so they don't have like breakfast sushis?
That sounds awful.
A breakfast sushi.
That sounds horrible.
I have eaten sushi for breakfast. Thank you, Brad. I'm trying to act like this stereotype ain't right. Breakfast sushi.
But that's more like breakfast. I don't know. It's like a dinner to me, though.
Breakfast is kind of overrated, low-key.
And then you have sushi in the morning. That's real. Well, that's real deal Asian.
Wait, which one, Lulu?
Empanadas. I would have like an empanada every morning with patacones, which is like plantain. Just cut it up and fry it, and then eggs. And that's breakfast. It's like mad fried carbs in the morning.
Wait, the plantains, it's the potatoy one or the sweet one?
Well, you do it when it's a green plantain, not a yellow plantain.
So it's not sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, so kind of like the potato texture one?
So you know like the plantain chips?
Mm-hmm.
It's like those, but it's thicker and not as thin and crispy. So it's more like a fry in a sense.
Mm.
So you have that with empanadas and eggs, and that's breakfast.
What's in your empanadas? What's in it?
Beef, chicken, or you could do one with yuca and have like beef in it. Yeah,
those are yuca really on the inside.
See, that's my type of breakfast.
Well, the whole thing is yuca, and the inside you have meat. So the yuca is kind of like it's the outer shell.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
And you could do that for dinner too. But that could be dinner too, right?
That's what I'm saying. That could be dinner. You take the eggs out and put some rice. Mm. Voila.
And then after that, what do you do? You lead the cartel?
You already know.
You joined the revolution.
Goddamn. Okay. Start making breakfast, lemon ass. He said you joined the revolution.
Okay.
And after that, we take over. Get these loads off. Goddamn, Lulu.
Wow.
That is a drug dealer's...
That sounds slapping.
You just described. It's like with the empanada, the funky niggas in Chicago.
Then you what deliver Spanish a shipment to Bruno Mars. That's funny. Here's your 2 o'clock. That's crazy.
Yo.
Hey, I did notice that people in South America eat a variation of the same thing all the time. It's like... Mm-hmm. It's like rice and beans, a protein, and plantains. And y'all are like hella consistent with that.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Because then, like, delicious. Sometimes you, instead of it, what did you call it when it's not sweet, the green banana?
Well, everybody calls it something different. Panameans will call it patacones, and some people call it tostones.
Patacones.
And then, like, when it's like sweet, it's maduros, right?
Oh, you can make mofongo. That's what you could do like that. Mm. Or you just have like the regular sliced sweet plantain.
Mm. Oh, tostones is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as what you were talking about?
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of Puerto Ricans call it tostones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how to remix.
So they have different, each one have like different slang to it, different, you know, meanings, different Spanishes.
Which Spanish is plátanos? That's what I learned first.
That's standard
Spanish.
Standard Spanish?
No, what country?
Standard. Standard. United States of Standard.
Yeah.
Oh, plátanos. I like saying it.
Plátanos.
Plátanos and tostones.
So when does it turn into a banana?
And that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different seed.
So y'all don't fuck with bananas?
Yeah, but
you know, bananas ain't even real. That ain't the bananas.
Oh my god, man! Come on, man! Your people, we know your people make rice. Stop, okay?
Shut up, Bilu. You live in a garage still.
You know that your people create stuff from scratch.
You know what?
I forgot. That's some Timu.
Damn.
No, we know what your people are doing.
Wait, have y'all gotten anything from Timu?
No, I'm scared.
Not yet.
Everybody keeps saying it's like scammy.
Hell yeah. It has the same reputation as Wish. And I would never get something from Wish.
I asked them niggas for a full-blown Tupac that gave me this.
Yo.
What is that?
What?
That's a Funko Pop.
Who's that supposed to be?
A Funko
that's
Tupac.
That's the Timu Tupac.
Yo,
that's
actually pretty hard.
Yeah.
That looked like Anthony Mackie. You got a Funko Pop of the nigga from Papa Duck.
That's cute.
Funko Papa Duck.
Oh, okay, what y'all going with then? Are you doing breakfast for every meal or dinner for every meal? Let's go.
Dinner.
Okay, dinner.
Dinner.
John A.
Dinner. We
B. Lou.
I'm going dinner for sure.
And you know what? I'm going dinner too. That's unanimous. We're going dinner for every meal for the rest of our lives. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us for this episode of Squadcast. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover, please put it in the comments below. Thank you so much to our guests for today, Jonae Thompson and Brandon Lewis. Beeloo. And thank you to our OGs, Patrick Cloud and Lulu Gonzalez. I'm Meg Scoop. We'll see you next week right here on Squadcast.
Bye.